Elokai ekri yomam losane laila velo dumiali. Again, we discussed once in the past an unusual pasuk for Kriya Samagila. The pasuk seems to speak about at times calling out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the darkness of night, and that's the basis Rabbi Shum Levi tells us of the dual chiyum of Kriya Samagila. The Tosus and Afdal Amalav de Ramas Chulchayiv raises the following issue: whether you recite a bracha of Shechianu on Kriya Samagila Bayom. Balayla, the first time the mitzvah, of course, is fulfilled, then there is the Birchas Shechianu. After all, whenever we fulfill the mitzvah, which is Osim Yizman Lizman Beino Tadira, so in such an instance, of course, that warrants a Birchas Shechianu. Shechianu is recited on Kedushas Hazman, the Sugin Erevin Daf Mem, and the Gemara in Sukkah Daf Mem Vav, that Shechianu is recited on a mitzvah, Sheish Bo Simcha. And therefore, of course, Kriya Samagila as well has with it the element of Shechianu. Perhaps there are two elements, as we'll discuss the Shechianu. Maybe on the one hand, the mitzvah sayom, but also on the Choloshem yom, as the Shultas writes, that yom adisrach ish nisu liyisrael. But Tosus raised the issue, what about the second Kriya, the Kriya bayom? So Tosus writes the name of the reed, that afagav mevarech zman balayla, chozer umevarech oso bayom. Shechianu is required twice. Chidish Shechianu even bayom as well. Why is that true? Tosus writes the following in the name of the Re, De'ikar persume nisa havi bikriya diyamama. After all, the greatest pirsum hanes, that is the kriya during the day. And Tosus continues in Vagam ikar hasudu biyamama. Tosus refers you to the Gemara of Zayinu Beis and Megillah, that if a person will have the Sudas Purim Balayla, lo yotzi dechav asa. And therefore, since the ikar kriya is biyam, therefore you repeat the bracha of Shechianu. This is against the Shitas HaRambam. The Rambam Hilchos Megillah Paragalaf Halacha Gimel writes, Uvayom Eino Chozer Mevarech Shechianu. Shechianu is recited once, the first time a person fulfills the mitzvah. Shechianu is not repeated during the day. There is a Kiddush that the Rogatchover, the Tzafnas Paneah, suggests on this Rambam, the beginning of Hilchos Megillah, where the Rambam writes, it's unusual to discuss this, right, in this context, but here Tzafnas Paneah suggests the following, that Kriya Samagila Balayla, Kriya Samagila Bayom, is that considered to be mitzvah achas, or is that considered to be shtei mitzvos? It's an unusual formulation. We usually have those chakiras when it comes to mitzvos daraisa. Kriya Shema Bayom, Kriya Shema Balayla, tzitzis, tefillin, one mitzvah, two mitzvos, among tayag mitzvos. Is this a basis of chakir when it comes to mitzvos derabanan? That when Chazal were koveh the Kriya Samagila, Balayla Rabayom, so therefore the Hagdoras HaMitzvah is Mitzvah Achas, or Shtei Mitzvos, but this is what the Tzafnas Paneah suggests, that according to the Rambam Shita, the Kriya Samagila Balayla Vayom is considered to be Mitzvah Achas. We saw, for example, parallel the Rambam Shita, the Kriya Shema Balayla Vayom is considered to be Mitzvah Achas, so too when it comes to Kriya Samagila, and therefore there is no Shechianu, there's no new mitzvah that is being fulfilled. The Kriya Samagila Vayom is simply the Gemara Mitzvah. Whereas, according to Tosus, perhaps that is not the case. We mentioned at times the Ramban Shita, for example, Kriya Shema Balayla, Kriya Shema Yom are two separate mitzvos. Ragachever suggests that, in fact, is the Shita of Tosus as well, when it comes to Kriya Samagila, and therefore, it's as though that each time a person is reading the Megillah, it is considered to be a new Kim HaMitzvah in such a case, then a Bircha Shechianu is required. Again, but Parshat Shat and Tosus simply is the following. Tosus tells you why it is that the Bircha Shechianu should be recited by Yom, and that is because that there's a greater level of Pirsum Hanes when it comes to the Kriya Bayom as opposed to the Kriya Balayla. You do apparently see, however, a Chiddush from the Tosus, and that is that Pirsume Nisa seems to be an inherent part of the mitzvah of Kriya Samagila. If Pirsume Nisa somehow was a secondary concern, comparable to what the Mishnah tells us in Bikurim, in Paragil Mishnah Beis, a person has a mitzvah of us Bikurim. But yet, there the Mishnah tells us, when it comes to mitzvahs generally, there's a concept of Barov Am Hadras Melech, the pasuk in Mishnah Yadalit. So therefore, perhaps one could argue as follows. There is a chiyuv of Kriya Samagil, of course, doing so Barabim is a kiyum of Barov Am Hadras Melech. But that kiyum, right, would not warrant a bracha of Shechianu. I can make Kiddush myself, I can go ahead and do so Barov Am, but that doesn't warrant a bracha of Shechianu. The fact that Tosu suggests that the concept of Pirsum Hanes, that is what is Mechayiv the Brach of Shechiyanu, seems to indicate that Pirsum Nisa is built into the very fabric of the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah itself. This is clear. There are many rayas that certainly this is true, that unlike other mitzvos, we're doing so Birabim Bifarhesi is merely Barovam. When it comes to Kriyas HaMegillah, certainly this is not the case. If you look in the Sugyan Megillah and Daf Hey Amud Aleph, for example, you find a very great Kiddush, the Machlokis between Rav and Rav Asi. Rav Asi writes that Ben Bizmana Ben Shalom Bizmana Ba'asara. Rav Asi is of the opinion that Kriyas HaMegillah requires a minyan, and therefore a Yachid does not read the Megillah. That's the Kiddush of Rav Asi. Rav Asi writes that this is a mitzvah that can only be fulfilled with Tzibur, that concept of Pirsum Hanes is considered to be critical. Earlier in the year, when we were discussing, for example, the sugyas of Hanukkah, we pointed out the Machlokas Rishonim based on the sugyan Shabbos Nefchafalaf Mabez. What happens la'achar shetichle regam nashuk? Is there a mitzvah sadlaka? Is there a mitzvah of hadlaka saneros independent of Pirsum Nisa? We had mentioned this is a critical machlokas Rishonim. The Rambam Shittin Peredal of Chaskanaka is that no, la'achar shetich l'regam anashuk, that's it. There's no possibility of fulfilling the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah any longer. Even though, generally speaking, that a mitzvah shebalayla is kol halayla, and doing so betchilas halayla is lechatchila, the Rambam writes, that's not true when it comes to Ner Chanukah. There, pirsum hanes is necessary, and therefore, la'achar shetich l'regam nashuk, there is no possibility of fulfilling this mitzvah. And that's against other Rishonim. The Rashba, for example, the Sugya disagreed. The Rashba said, of course, that's true lechatchila. But b'di'eved, there is a kiyum of hadoka saner, even independent of pirsum hanes, and therefore, even la'achar shetich l'regam nashuk, a person can light Ner Chanukah and do so with a bracha. Rav Asi here, a very great chiddush, that the whole takana of Kriyas HaMegillah is only b'tzibur. But Rav disagrees, and of course we paskan like Rav. Rav says the following chiddush, that bizmana, kor nosa afilu b'yachid. If it's a Kriyas HaMegillah bizmana on Yedalid, then you read a b'yachidus. If, for example, you're doing so earlier, you're makdimim yom haknisa, then Rav says, I agree that has to be a tzibur experience. It's not Purim. That's a dispensation. So therefore, that is only fulfilled b'tzibur. But you're dealing with the ikar mitzvah kriyas HaMegillah, bizmano, in such a case, afilu b'yachid. So whereas Rav Asi indicates that clearly that the mitzvah persuming is considered to be an inherent part of the kriya, ad kadei kach, that b'yachid you don't read the Megillah, one could argue that Rav disagrees. But if you look at that Tosus on the top of the Avheim and Aleph and Megillah, Tosus raises the following something. Tosus writes that, of course, Hilchos HaKavasei de Rav. We paskan like Rav. Someone tells you 3 a.m, they didn't hear the Kriyas HaMegillah, you'll say it's necessary to read, even if there is no one else who will be present at that particular Kriya. But Tosus raises the following suffix. If you read the Megillah B'yachidus, which we paskan like according to Rav, do you recite a bracha? Or do you not recite a bracha? Safik and Tosas. Tosas says a chiddush that Rabbi Yosef ish Yerushalayim posak af biyachid tzarech levarech. Even a yachid has to recite a bracha. And Tosas writes v'chem nimtze b'tshuvas Rashi. Tosas says there's a tshuvas Rashi like that. A chiddush, no? And then Tosas continues and says, and I'll bring you a raya from the Gemara, because the Gemara daf chaf alaf madbeis discusses the brachos that are recited on Kriyas HaMegillah. And there the Gemara does not write, B'tzibur yes, B'yachid no. So therefore, that implies that there's a brach, even B'yachid. You see a great chiddush according to Tosfos, that it's not that Rav denies the chiddush of Arasi. Of course Rav agrees that Pirsum Nisa is an inherent part of the mitzvah of Kriya. However, Rav maintains that there is a kiyum of Kriyas HaMegillah, even if there isn't Pirsum Nisa, but certainly it is not the mitzvah B'Shnei Musa, and therefore Tosus, that has to be done in terms of whether there is or is not a Birchas HaMitzvah. If you look in the Mordechai, for example, in Os, Tav Shin Pei Beis, the Mordechai writes that there is no bracha. The bracha on Kriyas HaMegillah is only B'tzibur. You see one thing clearly, that Pirsum Nisa is not just simply a Barovam Hadras Melech, but rather that is considered to be critical Akadei Kach, that the mitzvah is either unfulfilled or at least not completely fulfilled if it is done via Chidus. is the Chaloshem of the Kriyas HaTzibur. Where do you see that this is true in terms of a difference between Kriya B'Yachin and Kriya B'Tzibur? The Gemara does mention in Daf Yotessamud Beis the following distinction. Let's assume, for example, a person is Koryas HaMegillah HaKsuva Ben HaKsuvim. Let's assume, for example, a person does not have a Megillas Esther in front of him, but he has a Ksuvim in front of him, and he's reading the Megillah from the Ksuvim, not merely Megillas Esther, but many of the Sifrei Tanakh are before him. So the Gemara says a Chiddush, Astira, whether you are Yotzi or not Yotzi, the Gemara answers, HaBiyachid, HaBetzibur. If it's Biyachidus, then Yotzi, Dechavasa, Betzibur, you're not Yotzi. That's what the Chabar discusses in Tafresh Sani Aleph. You cannot use a Megillah Ksuvim and HaKsuvim. The Gemara says a Chiddush that there's a difference between the Kriyas HaMegillah B'Yachid, Kriyas HaMegillah B'Tzibur, that sometimes, right, you will not be Yotzi that Kiyum Tzibur. If it's a Megillah, Haksuvim and Haksuvim. What's wrong with that? So Boshab Shad Rashi comments in that Sugya. If you're reading the Megillah Esther, that's the Pirsum Hanes. If you have a whole Nach in front of you, and you're reading from part of it, maybe it has the appearance that a person is Korei B'Torah, not necessarily that it's a Kriyas HaMegillah Shei Mitzvah, and therefore, one is not Yotzei. One is not Yotzei, at least the Mitzvah Shebet Tzibur, if one reads in that fashion. Clearly, if this was merely a Berovam Hadras Melech, one would not expect different sets of halachos for that which is done B'Yachid, that which is done B'Tzibur. But if it's an independent Kiyum of Kriya, the Mitzvah B'Shtei Musa, you can envision the Brach Yeshu or the Sugya of Ksuva Ben HaKsuvim. In fact, when you look in the Raman, Tafresh Tzari Beis, the Raman writes the following, even though we paskin like that Rabbi Yosef Ish Yerushalayim, and we paskin like that Shubas Rashi, that a person who reads the Megillah B'Yachidus recites a bracha, here the Raman quotes the Yerushalmi that maybe that's only the bracha lifaneha. The bracha lifaneha is a birchas hamitzvah. No, the bracha of Shiasa Nisim, maybe Yom Yisrachish Nis Yisrael, bracha of Shechiyana we mentioned, various possibilities. What about the bracha of Le'achareha? The bracha of Haravas Riveinu? Here the Rishami writes that bracha is only B'tzibur. That is the bracha on the Pirsum Hanes, not on the mitzvah of Kriya as simply Kriya Samagila. And that, the Rishami writes, is only B'tzibur. Even though we recite the Birchas HaMitzvah, that's because there's a Kiyum HaMitzvah on the Kri even B'yachid. But if it's not a mitzvah B'Shtei Musa because it lacks Pursum and Issa, so you do not recite the bracha of Harav Esriveinu. We don't view Harav Esriveinu as a bracha on the mitzvah of Kriya Samagila, but rather on Pursum and Eis. For example, the Ritva writes that even someone else, a Shomea, who is not the one who is reading the Megillah, even he can recite the bracha la'achareha. It's not chativa achas. The bracha lefaneh and the bracha la'achareha. The bracha la'achareha is the birchas hamitzvah. The bracha la'achareha, that's considered to be the bracha on the pirsum haneis. And one could envision another individual saying that bracha of la'achareha. If you look in the Shar HaTzion, there in Tafresh Tzari Beis, in Sif Aleph, the Shar HaTzion quotes the Ritva saying the following. Why is it that the bracha of Harav Esriveinu begins with Baruch? Normally, for example, you have Halal, bracha lefaneha, bracha lachareha, psukit izimra, lefaneha lachareha, nashman esrei, lefaneha lachareha. Normally, if you have a bracha smucha lechavrata, so in such a case, that bracha lachareha does not begin with Baruch. Why is it that Harav Esriveinu begins with Baruch? So that's the Shar HaTzion quotes the name of the Ritzvo, exactly the Chiddush, that it is not called the bracha hasmucha lechavrata, because it's expressing a different mechayiv entirely. That the bracha lefaneha is the berachas hamitzvah, the bracha lachareha is a bracha on pirsum haneis. There are times that you will not recite the bracha lachareha, like this Yerushalmi b'yachin ha-petzibur. And therefore, in order to indicate its independence in such an instance, there it begins with Baruch. But all these points indicate this chiddush that the Kriyas HaMegillah B'Tzibur is a different kiyum of Kriyas HaMegillah, not just merely Berovam Hadras Melech. If you look in Shulchan Aruch and Tafresh Peites and Sipei, you find the following discussion, Mechaber and the Magen Avram. Let's assume there is no minion which is present. You have a couple of people And each person is able to read the Megillah themselves. So maybe kol echad kar la'atzmo. If it's a kriyas ha-Megillah bitzibur, so in such a case, then one person does so. That's the kiyum bitzibur. But let's assume there is no minion which is present. There are just a couple of yechidim, and that doesn't constitute a full tzibur. So maybe then, kol echad kar la'atzmo. If you look, for example, in Magen Avram, Sivkot Niyud, the Magen Avram writes, according to the Machaber, it's like tefillah. For the tefillahs ha-tzibur, no, there's a chazan who recites the tefillahs ha-tzibur on behalf of everyone. However, when it comes to, right, the tefillahs ha-yachid, each person is mispal atzmo. So perhaps the same thing applies when it comes to kriyas ha-megillah as well. They're clearly the Mechaber. In Tafresh Peites, you see the uniqueness of the Kiyum Tzibur, of Kriyas HaMegillah. Poshim shot that this is the background of Tosus. The Tosus writes that the Iker Pirsum Hanes is beyond, like the Iker Suda is beyond. So in such a case, then you have to recite a bracha of Shechianu. That is the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah B'Shlemusa, the Kriyas HaMegillah Bayom. If you look in the Shultos and Shultos Samach Zayin, it is not explicit. But the language of the Shultos is the following. Mechayav in the Beis Yisrael, the Mikra Megillah Be'urta. You're obligated to read the Megillah at night. And Va'af Agav Dekarli Menu'urta, and even though you already read the Megillah at night, nonetheless, that Mechayiv L'misne B'tzafra, you have to read it again during the day. It's not so explicit in the Shultos. You don't get the impression from the Shultos as Tosas that the Iker Kiyum Mitzvah is Bayom and not Balayla. You're obligated to read the Megillah at night. And even though one did so and you don't see it at night, nonetheless, you're obligated to read it a second time during the day. Again, it's not the Rayim Muchachas, but just the expression, the formulation of the Shultos does not sound like Tosas' Chiddush that the Iker Kriyas HaMegillah is considered to be Bayom. Why should you assume the Iker Kriyas HaMegillah is Bayom? Tosos writes the following, that's the Iker Pirsum Inisa. The Tur Yevin suggests a very great Chiddush. He refers you to this Tosos that you recite a Brach of Shechianu Bayom even though you already recited it by Laila, which means there must be something that you have in the Kriya Bayom which is not a mere repetition of Kriya Balayla, because otherwise, why repeat the Brach of Shechianu? What is the difference between the Kriya Balayla and Kriya Bayom? So here the Tur Yevin Shagasai writes the following Chiddush, that there's a marked difference. Kriyas HaMegillah Bayom is Midivrei Kabbalah. That's what's ordained in the Megillah. When the Megillah speaks about Kriyas HaMegillah, how many times are you obligated to read the Megillah? Twice? The Megillah doesn't speak about a dual Kriya, a single Kriya. Midivrei Kabbalah, the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah, is only Bayom. Balayla was a later takanet, Rabbanon. The Beis Din al Shel Mordechai that instituted, right, the regular Kriyas HaMegillah, that was a Kriyas HaMegillah Bayom. Hayamima Elanis Karim Venasim. Just like Yemei Mishti V'Simcha. Just as we learned the Sugi in Megillah Dav Zayin, the Sudas Davka Bayom, the Kriyas HaMegillah is Bayom. It was a later Takana Drabanan to have the Kriyas HaMegillah Balayla. So Kriyas HaMegillah Balayla is Midrabanan, Kriyas HaMegillah, that's considered to be Midivrei Kabbalah. If you look, for example, in the Shar HaTzion, in Tafrei Stari Beis, in Sivkot Nechav Zayin, and the Mishnah Brura, in Tafrei Stari Beis, Sivkot Ntez Zayin, here the Mishnah Brura refers you to the Prima Gadin, that perhaps you don't apply the principle of Sveika Drabbanan Lekula to Kriyas HaMegillah Bayom. If there's a Safek, so Safek would be Bechumra. Safek Drabbanan is Lekula. But if something is Midivrei Kabbalah, do we assume that Safek is considered to be Lekula? That's the heart of the Prima Gadin. Perhaps this fundamental difference, as Shagasai writes, between the Kriya Bayom as opposed to the Kriya, which is Balayla. The No Dibiyud also makes this assumption in Orach Chaim and Madura Kama and Simon Mem Aleph when it comes to the following interesting issue. It was a very cloudy month. and they were unable to recite Kiddush Levana. And they're mamish coming to the tail end of that window of time that Kiddush Levana can be recited. Right? Lo and behold, Purim night. And all of a sudden, in the middle of Kriya Samegillah, Levana appears. Can one be mafsik, the Kriya Samegillah, for the purpose of Kiddush Levana? Right? You're holding at the tail end of that mitzvah. So the Noda Bita discusses different considerations of Dinei Hefsek. And the Noda Bita writes that yes, Mafsik in the Kiddush Levana. And part of that course, that argument, is the following. That Kriya Samegillah Balayla is only a Din Derabanan. You have a Din Derabanan of Kriya Samegillah, Mitzvah Derabanan of Kiddush Levana. Kiddush Levana is a clear Mitzvah Overes. So in such a case, Mafsik in the Kiddush Levana. But this is the chiddush that the Tur Yevin in fact suggests. Is there any basis in any earlier makoros for this great chiddush of Tur Yevin, the difference between the Durabanan and Divrei Kabbalah of Kriya Samegillah Bayom and Kriya Samegillah Balayla? There's a difficult Maseches Sofrim. It's found in Perachov Aleph in Halacha Ches, where the Maseches Sofrim writes the following. That makom shenahagul likros esamagila shnei yomim korim. In a place where the practice is to read the Megillah 2 days, yudad and tezvav, korim. Laila v'yom, in a case where they're reading it at night and during the day, korim. Hakol kimina kamedina. What exactly does that mean? You read the Megillah 2 days, and reading the Megillah during the day and during the night is a minhag. But you follow the minhag. What do you mean minhag? We just read the Gemara Megillah Daf Daled. One is obligated. Chayav Adam. Likros Asa Megillah Balayla Shenosa Biyom. So if you look on the Daf, the Maseches Ofrim, there is a pirush of the Kisei Rachamim that writes the following. What does it mean? Malkom Shnog Likros Megillah Shnei Yomim Korim. It means Safek. Safek meaning what? That we're not certain whether this city was Mukam Cholmos Yushua Binun. What do you do when it comes to Kriya Samegillah? We discussed in earlier Shiurim, right? What do you do when it comes to elements of a Safek? No, the Gemara in Pesachim Daf Kuf Ches. Heseba, regarding Dalet Kosos. Rav Nachman says it's necessary for 2 out of the 4, and the Gemara says we're uncertain whether it's the first or the last two. The Maskana says Gemara, Idividi by Heseba. That's the Kasha that the Ran discusses. When do you apply the principle of Sfeika Drabbanan Lakula? What do you do when it comes to a Safek Yer Mukav Chom? What do? That the Kisei Rachamim writes is what the Maseches Sofer is talking about. So what does it mean? That, if that's the case, that it's a Safek, so therefore, Laila V'yom Korin HaKol Kemina Kanadina. What exactly does that mean? So that Pirish, the Kisei Rachamim explains the following Chiddush. If it's a Safek, perhaps one could distinguish between the Kriya Balayla as opposed to the Kriya Bayom. The Kriya Bayom, that's a Safek Midivrei Kabbalah, which is the Chumra you must do. The Kriya Balayla Mi'ikar HaDin is a Safek Drabanan, or Mi'ikar HaDin, perhaps one could argue, Lakula. So therefore, that's exactly what the Braisir Maseches Sofrim tells us. That if it's a Safek, reading the Megillah twice at night as well as during the day, that's a question of minhag. The chiyuv to do so by yom, that would be midine sveika divrei kabbalah is lechumra. But balayla, that's hakol kamina kamadina. That's how the Kisei Rachamim interprets this braisa. That means you have Maseches Sofrim that tells us explicitly that there's a difference when it comes to safek between kriya balayla as opposed to a case of kriya bayom. The Ran in the very beginning of Maseches Megillah raises this issue. We know the first Mishnah tells us that the Bnei HaKfar were granted the license of reading earlier. It was difficult for them to read on Yadalid. They were allowed to be Makdim Liyom HaKnisa. So the Ran just writes the following Ha'ara. How often did they read? The Ran writes the following Chiddush that the Bnei HaKfar only read the Megillah Bayom. They didn't have all these small villages a place where they could read the Megillah individually. they had to gather together and have the Megillah read to them, either in a large group as they were about to make the trip, or, as Rashi writes, Poshup Shat Megillah Dav Beis, the Megillah was read to them in the city by a member of the big city. So when would they make this trip? Bayom, no, not Balayla. So the Ran points out that the B'nai HaKfar would only read Bayom, not Balayla. Bayom, that's mamish, the mitzvah medivrei kabbalos, in such a case that they had to read. Right? Balayla is more kal, right? That is a mitzvah derabanan. And if that was impossible, if they didn't have anyone to read, so therefore the Chacham allowed them simply to read minimally the Kriyas HaMegillah, which is midivrei kabbalah, and not more. The Turi Eben writes a further Kiddush. We mention now that other statement, Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, women are obligated in Kriyas HaMegillah. Why is that true? Right, because of Afin Hayobosa Haneis. Does that allow for the possibility of women ever being motzi men in Kriyas HaMegillah? Aside from all the other concerns, simply now, step one, the Shuras Hadin. Is that called Mechuyah B'davar or Ein Mechuyah B'davar? So as you know, Tosfos quotes the Shita of Halachos Gedolos. The Tosfos is found on that Sugi, Megillah Daf Dalet. The Tosfos is also found in Erechin Daf Gimel. The Halachos Gedolos that women cannot be motzi men in Kriyas HaMegillah. Because one cannot equate the chiyuv of Kriyas HaMegillah, which is mi'ikar hadin, with the chiyuv of Kriyas HaMegillah, which is afen hayabo sohanes. The briskerav and the stencils and erich and avgimel, that writes the following chiddush, that generally speaking, women are obligated to mitzvos. That's the starting point. That's step one. And step two is, there's a p'tur of zman grama. Now we have the reasoning of afin hayobo sohaneis. What does that mean? Is that step one or is that step three? Does afin hayobo sohaneis teach us that here there's no tour of zman grama, and you're back to tier one? Or can argue no, despite the fact that women are exempt, the chachamim created a new chiyuv, a new mechayiv of afin hayobo sohaneis. If it's tier one, right, so therefore the obligation of men and women are alike. If, however, you tell me this is a step three chiyuv, afin hayobo sohaneis, now one could argue that the chiyuv of afin hayobo sohaneis differs seriously from a tier one chiyuv. We discuss this in terms of dinim daraisa, right? In cases of ochon nefesh, in cases of kodshim shiniftu. Tosus uses the phrase of hadri li surakama. That's what the Brisker Rav writes is the issue here when it comes to afin hayobo sohaneis. If it's a new mechayiv, how do you know that that is on the very same level as the ikar hachiyuv of Kriyas HaMegillah? We once discussed, for example, when it comes to Ner Chanukah. In principle, women should be exempt because it's a zman grama, but Ner Chanukah, afin hayobo sohaneis. If you look at Mikrei Kodesh or Tzipei Safrank, the following discussion. When it comes to Ner Chanukah, we have many different tiers. Ikar mitzvah, mahadrin, mahadrin, mina mahadrin. Is it so obvious that afen hayobo sohaneis has these levels of mahadrin and mahadrin, mina mahadrin? Maybe one could argue afen hayobo sohaneis requires some degree of participation, but it does not carry with it all the details of the ikar hachiyuv. Maybe one could argue women are chayiv ikar mitzvah, not chayiv on mahadrin, mina mahadrin, as a very beautiful explanation of why it is that, generally speaking, you don't find that women always go out of their way in light independently, but whether you say with their husbands and so on, in lighting the house, maybe it's because that afin hayobo sohaneis, which is new mechayiv, is not mechayiv mahadrin min mahadrin. The Turi Eben writes the following chiddush. If, as we just mentioned, that Kriyas HaMegillah is midivrei kabbalah, what is afin hayobo sohaneis? Is afin hayobo sohaneis a concept d'oraisa? Or is afin hayobo sohaneis a concept d'rabbanan? The only places that you find it in the Gemara, when it comes to dinim d'rabbanan, you find it when it comes to Ner Chanukah, Kriyas HaMegillah, the Sugim Sachim Kuvches, when it comes to Galakosos. What's the Tzad HaShavah Shabem? They're all dinim d'rabbanan. So maybe one could argue that af ein ha'bosaneis is only a din d'rabbanan. That's not a concept d'araisa. These are 3 days in Tosos. If you look in the Tosos in Megillah Daf Dalet, in the Tosos in Psachim and Daf Kuf Ches and Beis, Tosos has 3 days. How is it possible to have 3 days? Tosos has the following kasha, and Tosos has the following possibilities. How is it that women are exempt from the mitzvah of Sukkah? Tosos' kasha is, why shouldn't we assume that Afin Habosaneis, what kibbutz Sukkah so shafti? That's the whole reason for the commemoration of Sukkot. So now that only applied to men, didn't apply to women. So why is it that women are exempt from the mitzvah of Sukkah? Or it also discusses the following. Women are obligated in matzah. No? How do you know women are obligated in matzah? A drasha. A kol she'eshno. The Torah equates the iser of Baal Tochal Chametz with the mitzvah of Kumachal Matzah. To tell us whoever is obligated in the Isser Chametz is obligated in the mitzvah matzah. So Tosos says, what do you need all that for? What's wrong with Afin HaBosoneis? If it's good for Dalet Kosos, why isn't it good for matzah? So Tosos says three terutzim. Look in the two Tosos. In Megillah Daf Dalet, Pesachim and Kufches Mabeis. One terutz of Tosos is the following. That Afin HaBosoneis does not apply to mitzvah d'arais at all. It only applies to Dinim Drabbanan. It's a principle Drabbanan. So therefore, it doesn't apply to Matzah, it doesn't apply to Sukkah. That's Teretz number one. That's what Tosos writes in Pesach Makuf Ches. Tosos in Megillah and Daf Dalet Malos writes something a little bit different. Tosos writes in Pesachim that Afein HaBosnes does not apply to mitzvos Daraisa. And therefore, Sukkah, Matzah is no kasha. The Tosos in Megillah and Daf Dalet writes the following chiddush, that Afein HaYabosneis only creates a chiyu d'rabbanan. Why do I stress that difference? Because the simple reading that Tosos in Megillah and Daf Dalet seems to indicate the following. We would have been willing to apply Afein HaYabosneis to Matzah, but what would the punchline then have been? That women are only obligated to Matzah Midrabanan. We want to obligate women in matzah d'araisa. So therefore, you require, right, the drasha. Baal tochal chametz, kumachal matzah. Not because that afin habas is irrelevant. No, it's relevant, but it's only going to create the chiyu d'rabanan. And then Tosos says a third teretz. Right, Rabbi Yosef Ish Yerushalayim. When was the last time you heard two chiddushim the same day? Rabbi Yosef Yishushalayim. No, that's Tosos' chiddush. It would create a chiyuv daraisa. A chiyuv daraisa. Afin HaBosaneis. Oh, but we have a problem. We know tesvav tesvav. That the Torah links Sukkot to Pesach. And we know women are exempt from Sukkot. Tosos, that's a pasuk. Ha'ezrach. So maybe I would have argued that women are exempt from matzah just like they're exempt from Sukkot. So we wouldn't have known. We have a drasha, which would have been a drasha d'araisa, v'afin habosoneis, but there's a counterbalance, tesvav tesvav. So therefore the Torah has to go out of its way to tell us explicitly that women are obligated in matzah. Because otherwise, we would have been stalemated. A raya one way, raya another way. Where's the kosev ashlishi she'achriya b'neihim? What's the great chiddush that Rabbi Yosef Yishushalayim, that you see, afein hayabosoneis works regarding a mitzvah daraisa and creates a chiyu daraisa? Except, there's a hachosha, tesvav tesvav. So you need a kosev ashlishi she'achriya b'neihim. Those are 3 days in Tosos. The first day in Tosos is, Afin HaBosaneis does not apply all to mitzvah d'araisa. The second is, it does, but only creates a chiyuv d'rabbanan. The third is that it creates a chiyuv d'araisa. Zerei nafkamina la'alacha, the Berki Yosef writes, in Hilchos Pesach, the following chiddush, are women obligated in Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? That's a pretty interesting issue, no? Are women obligated in the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? Not our topic, but a very important issue, no? It's a mitzvah d'arais of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, and the nes of Yitzias Mitzrayim, afein hoi boso anes. And the Gemara doesn't have any drasha. So you know what the Birkei Yosef writes? 3 days in Tosfos. Either women are exempt, or women are obligated d'rabanan, or women are obligated mid'arais. And Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. Important chiddush. The Tori Evan assumes that afin habos nais, like let's say that primary day in Tosfos, is only d'rabanan. The most it will create is a chiyuv d'rabanan against Rabbi Yosef Yerushalayim. So therefore, the Tori Evan writes the following chiddush. There is a marked difference between the chiyuv of men, which is midivrei kabbalah, as opposed to the chiyuv of women, which is just based on afin habos nais. Men are obligated midivrei kabbalah, women are obligated midrabanan, and that's how Halachas Gedolos writes that a woman cannot be motzi a man and kriyas hamigdala. These are the two chiddushim of the Tori Evan, the two statements of Rabbi Shimon Levi. The Tori Evan has one chiddush regarding the first afin habos nais, and one chiddush regarding the second of chayav adam likras es megillah b'alosh nasa b'yom. If you put the two chiddushim together, so it's a very interesting chiddush. Now the Tori Evan writes his chiddush when it comes to women, his chiddush when it comes to chayav adam and the Tosfos. So you put the two of them together, you have a couple of great chiddushim. Chiddush number one is the following. This is discussed again in the Mikrei Kodesh of Tzipi Safren. Yet, can women be motzi men and kriyas hamegillah at night? If after all, kriyas hamegillah at night is only d'rabanan, and the reason women can't be motzi men is because of the chiyuv midivrei kabbalah, is there room within the halachas gedolos to distinguish between the kriya b'alayim and the kriya b'yom? That's one ha'ara. The second hour is the following. Would women recite the bracha of Shechinah Bayom? If the reason you repeat the bracha of Shechinah Bayom is because that is for the new mitzvah, which is Midivrei Kabbalah, and what was fulfilled up until now was only the mitzvah Derabanan, so in such a case, then, if the chiyuv of women is only Derabanan, so maybe in that instance, both the kriya at night and the kriya during the day are on equal footing, in which case, maybe one could suggest a chiddush, right, that even Tosfos would admit, as the Rambam writes, that regarding women, the bracha of Shechinah was not repeated. Again, a very great chiddush. This difference between the kriya samegillah as divrei kabbalah as opposed to derabanan is found in the Meiri, in the sugya in Megillah and Daf Yotes. And here the Meiri discusses the following. The sheet of the Chachamim, the Mishnah, Megillah, Daf Yotes Amud Beis, is that a katan cannot be motzi a gadol in Kriyas HaMegillah. And the question is, why is that true? That's Tosfos' kasha, Megillah Yotes Amud Beis. After all, Tosfos always assumes that a katan is a bar chiyuva in mitzvos, not a bar chiyuva d'araisa, a bar chiyuva d'rabanan. That's the machlokas Rashi and Tosfos and Brachos and Daf Mem Ches Amud Aleph. When we speak about a mitzvah's chinuch, does the mitzvah of chinuch posit a chiyuv on the katan? Is it true to argue that this child is a bar chiyuva d'rabanan? Or should we argue, no, that's not true. The child is not a bar chiyuva, neither midaraisa, nor midrabanan. There is a parental obligation to be mechanech one's children. But chinuch, that's a chiyuv which is incumbent upon the father, perhaps the mother. But the child is not technically a bar chiyuva in that given mitzvah. What would the nafkamina be? Bar chiyuva, not bar chiyuva? Is it ever possible for a katan to be motzi a gadol in a mitzvah? If you're dealing with the mitzvah, daraisa cannot be, because even if a katan is a bar chiyuv, a bar chiyuv a derabanan. But if you're dealing with a mitzvah derabanan, maybe one should assume that asi derabanan umapik derabanan. Tosfos points out daf memches, this is the simple reading of our brachos nav chaf mud beis, that in principle it's possible for a katan to be motzi a gadol in birchas hamazon. Because Tosfos assumes the following chiddush, that there are different tiers of Birchas HaMazon. Birchas HaMazon Daraisa is if one eats Kedei Sviya. Birchas HaMazon Darabanan is if one eats a Kazayis or a Kabeitza. So Tosus writes the following Chiddush: if the Godel only ate a Kazayis, so a cotton can we motzi the Godel in Birchas HaMazon? Both are obligated now, Midrabanan. Rashi doesn't allow for that possibility. That's Rashi discusses in Brachos Daf Mem Ches, because a cotton is not a Baruch Yub at all. This machlokas, Rashi and Tosus, parallels the machlokas, the Ran and the Ramban, and that's the Gimigil and Daf, your testament veins. One of the rayas that the Ramban brings, as Rashi Shita, that a cotton is not a Baruch Yub at Rabbanan, is the fact that the Mishnah says that a cotton cannot be Motzi Gadol in Kriya Samagila. Kriya Samagila is only Drabanan. And a cotton cannot be motzi a gadol. So you see, a cotton is not a bar chiyuv, even to Rabbanon. There's a mitzvah schinuch, but it doesn't render the cotton a bar chiyuv. That Tosus in Megillah Daf Yud Tes Amud Beis comes up with a very great chiddush, because Tosus is bothered. A cotton is a bar chiyuv, a cotton can be motzi a gadol in benching. So how come a cotton can't be motzi a gadol when it comes to Kriyas HaMegillah? So that's where Tosus formulates the following chiddush: Daraisa, Drabanon, Shrei Drabanon. How far removed are you from the mitzvah d'araisa? A katan is two steps removed from the din d'araisa. Number one is a mitzvah is only d'rabanan. Number two, the chiyuv of the katan in mitzvahs generally is only d'rabanan. So the katan who is two steps removed from the d'araisa cannot be motzi a gadol who is a bar chiyuv d'araisa in a mitzvah which is only d'rabanan. So what do you do with that Quran Brachos Daf Chaf regarding Birchas HaMazon? So Tosus writes, you have to add the following Chiddush to the Gemara. The Gemara writes, we're talking about a case where the Gadol ate a Kazayis. Tosus adds another important fact, and that is that the Katan, however, ate Kedei Sviya. That's Tosus' Chiddush. If a Katan ate Kedei Sviya and a Gadol ate a Kazayis, both of them are one step removed from the Daraisa. The katan did that which requires Birchas HaMazon d'araisa, but the katan is only a baruch yuv, it's rabbanon. The gadol is a baruch yuv d'araisa, you only eat a kazayis. But also it's enochinami. If a gadol eats a kazayis and a katan eats a kazayis, the katan cannot be motzi a gadol, because now the katan is two steps removed from the din d'araisa, and that is far worse than one step removed, and therefore trade rabbanon versus chan rabbanon. Very great chiddush. In Tosus, we're used to, obviously, difference between Daraisa and Rabbanon, Chad Rabbanon, Trei Rabbanon. That's the Chiddush that Tosus writes. So the Me'iri, and that's again, writes exactly this point, that a katan is only Chayiv and Mitzvos, Rabbanon. But Kriyas HaMegillah is Midivrei Kabbalah. That's what the Me'iri writes. So therefore, a katan cannot be Motzi Gadol, finished. Maybe one could argue, what about at night? That possibility, if you accept that premise of the Turiyevin, Laila's Drabanon Yom is Midivrei Kabbalah. One could raise the following issue: what if you're Makdim the Yom HaKnisa? Right? What is Daraisa? What is Drabanon in that regard? That's the Chiddush of the Mir Yeshita. So again, in those cases, a clear difference between the Kriya Samagila Balayla as opposed to that which is found Bayom. Tosus points out that Bayom is Zadif because of Pirsuminisa. And the Pirsuminisa, which is mentioned, is an inherent part of the Kriya Samagila. That also is built into the mitzvah of Kriya Samagila itself. Pirsumi Nisa is not merely relevant to Kriya Samagila, not only to the Yomei HaPurim, but Pirsumi Nisa also ties in with Tainas Esther. The Gemara in the very opening daf of Megillah, daf Beis Amud Aleph, is bothered by the following. The first Mishnah tells us that you can read the Megillah, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Yud Aleph, Tezvav, L'Pachos L'Yoser. How do you know that that's true? Yadav and Tesvav are explicit in the Megillah. Yet Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel. Where do you see that that's the case? So the Gemara quotes a drasha. The pasuk uses the term bizmanehem, refers to the Yemei HaPurim, Bizmanayhem. The Gemara says, Zmanim Harbei Tiknulahem. So Zmanim at least means another 2 days. The Miut of Rabbim is Shnayim. So at least there are 2 additional days for Kriyas HaMegillah. The Gemara says, wait. So that then would allow for Yud Beis and Yud Gimel. Yudala Tezvav, explicit Megillah. The Ribuyav Bizmanayhem, being Marbe 12 and 13. But how do you know you're allowed to read the Megillah on 11? If Yudalit should fall out on Sunday, so when they were mapped into the Yom HaKnisa, they laid the Megillah on the previous Thursday. No, the previous Thursday is Yud Aleph. What right do you have to read on Yud Aleph? The Gemara says the following, Yud Gimel Einot Tzarech Kra. You don't need a pasuk for Yud Gimel. So Yudal and Tezvav are explicit the Megillah. Yud Gimel doesn't need a pasuk. So therefore, you can use the Reba Bizmanehem Lerabos Yud Aleph and Yud Beis. What exactly does that mean? Yud Gimel does not require a pasuk. The Gemara says because Yud Gimel is Zman Kehila Lakol. Yud Gimel is when everyone gathers. Everyone gathers. What exactly does that mean? So here you have a machlokas between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. Right, Rashi is found there in Megillah Daf Beis Amud Aleph. The Rabbeinu Tam is quoted by the Rashi. Rashi says the following: Nikaluli Nakemo Yevehem. That's when Bnei Yisrael gathered. Then. Historically, yeah, the great Hatzala Purim Yudalat Tesvav, but already Knesset Yisrael gathered on Yud Gimel. Linakem Yevehem. Rabbi Natan writes, no, the Gemara of Zman Kihil Lakol does not mean that's when they gathered. Just because they gathered, why does that justify Kriyas HaMegillah? See what Rabbi Natan writes? It doesn't mean when they gathered then, it means when we gather now. Hakol Mizasvim L'Tanis Esther. We gather. For us, it's a Zman Kihil Lakol. And therefore, clearly, you can read the Megillah on that day. It also is a Chiddush, no? Rashi says that's when they gather years and years and years ago. Right? At the time. Tosafot says, why does that justify Kriyas HaMegillah? So the answer is, it's when we gather. So is that such an obvious assumption? Since we gather for Tanya's Esther, therefore you can be Yotzei the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah. What does Tanya's Esther have to do with Kriyas HaMegillah? Why is that so obvious? Apparently, you see, according to Rabbi Natan, even though Rabbi Natan does not fully explain, that there must be an inherent link between Tanya's Esther and Kriyas HaMegillah. Ad kerei kach, Rabbi Natan says, the Gemara tells us so simply. It's obvious that you can read the Megillah on Yud Gimel if necessary. You don't need a pasuk for that, and you can use the pasuk of Bizmanehem, Lerabos, Yud Aleph, and Yud Beis. Why exactly is that true? Why is it so obvious? It's a no-brainer that you can read the Megillah on Tanya's Esther. Why is that true? So it tells us something very critical about Tanya's Esther. What is so special about Tanya's Esther that would justify the Kriyas HaMegillah? So if you look in the Ran in Tanya's, and Av Zayin Amad Aleph Nadav Yarif, the Ran quotes the following Chiddush of the Ravid. There were certain days that were celebrated days, Bizman Shabbos Hamikdash Hayim. And these days were enumerated in Megillas Tainis. On these days, one was not allowed to fast. They're days of Simcha. They all commemorated something that occurred in the Beis Hamikdash. And therefore, they're almost like a minor yontif. The Gemara, of course, tells us, however, but the Megillas Tainis, or Bizman Hazeh, you're living in a time of a Churban HaBayis. So you're going to observe these days. There was an added simcha in the Beis HaMikdash. We didn't have the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, but the Megillas Tainis. So the Rana quotes the name of the Rav of the following. Even though technically speaking that's true, but the Megillas Tainis. And we can't celebrate those days today as we did then when we had a Beis HaMikdash. Mikomakom the Rav writes, Ein gozrin Tainis ba'osan hayamin. But those days, which were days of great simcha, you cannot have a tainus. So the Ran continues the name of the Ra'avad. This is a difficulty because one of those days was Yud Gimel Adar. That was one of the days. It was called Yom Nikanor, that there was a special festive atmosphere of celebration, the Beis HaMikdash. That's what the Ra'avad writes. What do you mean, Ein Gozrin Tainis? That's the day of Tainis Esther. How can that be? So the Ran explains the name of the Ra'avad the following Chiddush. What do you see? That there's something different about Tainis Esther than other fast days throughout the year. Normally speaking, a fast day is a Yom Peronos. It's a day of suffering. Is that true of Tainis Esther? Here, the Rabbi writes the Chiddush, the Tainis Esther is not a Tainis of Peronios, and therefore, there's nothing wrong with having such a Tainis. At this time. The Shiltos and Parshas Vayakel points out the following. Let's say, for example, that Yud Gimel should fall out on Erev Shabbos. So in such an instance, so Agdumi Paranusa, let's say Purim, let's say a simpler case, Purim should fall out on, let's say Sunday, and Yud Gimel falls out, let's say on Shabbos. So in such an instance, we can't fast on Shabbos. Yom Kippur is a fast daraisa. They will fast on Shabbos. Let's say the date of Tainis Esther falls out right on Shabbos. We're not going to fast then. So what do? So we'll fast earlier. How can you fast earlier? What about the principle of Agdume Paranus Saloma Kadminan? Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos. So you push the Tainis earlier. The Tainis is deferred later. Agdume Paranus Saloma Kadminan. So the Shiltos writes, why is it that a Purim should fall out, let's say, on Sunday? You don't fast on Shabbos, you fast earlier. How can that be? Maybe one could have argued, you don't have a choice. What are you going to do? You're going to fast on Sunday, Sunday's Purim. You fast on Monday. You're going to fast after Purim. So of course we pushed it up. That's not the teretz of the Shiltos. The Shiltos writes the following, that you see that Tainis Esther is not a Tainis of Peronios. And therefore, you don't apply the principle of Dumi Parnus and Makad Minun. So what does that mean? We're fasting, but this is not a tragic fast. So what type of Tainis is it? What's so special about Tainis Esther? So the answer is found right in the Rambam. This Rambam, we've often discussed in the very beginning of Yara Chazakah, the Rambam gives you a whole list of all the Tariq Mitzvahs, the Minyan HaMitzvahs, HaKotze. The Rambam lists all the Tariq Mitzvahs. And then the Rambam gives you a paragraph. The Rambam says the following, that these are the Tariq Mitzvahs. Eilu hein Tariq Mitzvahs Shenemar LeMoshe B'Sinai. But you should realize that there's Halach of Lo Sasser, and Lo Sasser empowers the Chachamim to create Mitzvahs derabanan. So don't think this is it. These are Tariq Mitzvahs deraisa. But the Chachamim have a right to create Mitzvahs derabanan. The Rambam writes, Ve'enam tosefes ha-mitzvahs ha-Torah. This is not considered to be bal tosef. For after all, the Torah says, Lo sosef alav. Once I explain the following deal, Lo Sosef Alav, that's interesting. Where's Lo Sosef Alav found, that pasuk? That's the pasuk of Parshas Re'eh, no? Lo Sosef Alav. Where do you know this about Tosef? Much earlier in Chumash, no? Parshas V'yeschanan, Lo Sosifu, no? The Rambam quotes the pasuk of Parshas Lo Sosef Alav. Why is that true? That was one of the rayos in the Shira of Loshen Yochid, Loshen Rabim. Loshen Rabim is Lochalecha V'yechad, Loshen Yochid is the collective unity of Knesset Yisrael. That's the Chiddush of the Rambam and Berak Beis of Hilchos Marmorim, that you can have Baal Tosif when it comes to Ora. The Rabbi writes Mecha Taisi. Maybe the answer is the two parshios of Baal Tosif. Baal Tosif Loshen Yochid means the Baal Tosif Vahoraz Bezdin. So it's very meduyuk. No, the Rambam says, and isn't this Nisr of Baal Tosif? When the Chachamim add mitzvos. And after all, the Torah says, Lo Sosef Allah. That's the Pasuk in Parshas Re'ei. No, very meduyuk in the Rambam. So the Rambam writes, no, that's not true. This is the same teretz the Rambam gave us in Perek Beis of Hilchos Marmorim. If the Chachamim will declare that this is a mitzvah daraisa, that's Baal Tosif. But if the Chacham make it clear that this is a takana drabanan, of course they're entitled to do so. The Torah allows them to do so. That's the pasuk of Lo Sasur. The difficulty is if the Chachamim will say this is what a Kadosh Baruch Hu included in one of the mitzvahs Hashem, is tarik mitzvahs. But if they will say, look, there's a takana, and that's the base of mitzvah to run, that's fine. And the Rambam gives you for an example. Bet bitzivu likros hamagillah banasa. For example, kriyas hamagillah. It's not Baal Tosif. They have a right to say that read the Megillah, it's clear, it's a takana d'rabbanan. And then the Rambam elaborates. Bitzivu likros hamagillah banasa, there's a mitzvah d'rabbanan kriyas hamagillah. Kedei lahazkir shvachav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In order to accentuate the Shevach of Hashem, Utshuos Sha'asalano, and the salvation which accompanies it, Vayakarav l'Shavaseinu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was there waiting. We called out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in an Eis Sara, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu responded. Ukedei lahodil l'doros habayim, in order to instruct future generations, Mashiv tichano v'Torah, what the Torah promises, umi goy asher lo Elokim. What other nation is so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we call out and HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers? We experience an esara mispal to Hashem, and the Yeshua Hashem is clarifying. Wow, that's an interesting chiddush, no? What is the significance the Rambam writes of Kriyas HaMegillah? It's not just simply HaKadosh Baruch Hu performed the nes. What was the significance of Kriyas HaMegillah, of the nes of Purim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu responded to our tefillos, to our eis tzara? That's what the Rambam writes. It affirms what the Torah tells us. Umi goy gadol asher lo Elokim. We experience suffering. We cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Yeshua Hashem is keherafayim. That's the Purim experience. You know what I would tell you, the halacha, the following chiddush, that the tainus of Tanis Esther is part of the kiyum of Persumanis. It's not just simply, right, Peronis. Not Peronis. This is the Pirsum Hanais, the juxtaposition of the Tzara Liravacha, the Afela Liora. That's Tanis Esther and the Yeshua of Purim. That's what the Rambam writes. That's a very fascinating chiddush. Tanis Esther is Pirsum Nisa. Yeah, you have to set the stage. You have to be able to appreciate the need before one can be Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Hatzalah. That's Pashur Pshat, right? And the Raiv, the Shiltas, this isn't the Tanis of Peronus. If that's true, you understand the Chiddush Rabbeinu Tam. It's most obvious. Look, to read the Megillah on Yud Kala for Yud Beis, that's a very great Chiddush. What's Yud Alef? What's Yud Beis? That's the Zman HaKnisa. Why should that justify Kriyas HaMegillah? That requires a pasuk. But the fact that one is allowed, if necessary, Ashas Adchak, to read the Megillah on Yud Gimel, that the Gemara says Yud Gimel Natsara Kra, Zman Kilakol, Rabbi Natan writes, that's Tanis Esther, that's when the Pirsuminisa begins. There, it's most obvious that if there's any dispensation at all, that it will extend to Yud Gimel. That's Rabbi Natan asked, according to Rashi, that the fact that they gathered, why is that so relevant? So my teretz is the real teretz. We gather. And why is that so relevant? The answer is we gather for the purpose of pirsum hanes. And therefore, that's the basis of reading the Megillah. When they gathered, they were gathering for the purpose of Peronos. When we reenact Bizman HaZen, we gather for the Fela Leora, the Pirsum HaNeis. In that sense, that's considered to be the case of Zman Kilakom. So Kriyas HaMegillah, as the May Purim in general, right, have that element of Pirsum HaNeis. You see, according to Tosus, not as a secondary concern, a Barobam Hadras Melech, but Me'ikar Kriyas HaMegillah. That's why Tosus writes the bracha of Shechiano, the clear differences between Kriyas HaMegillah B'tzibra as opposed to Yochin, because of this particular element. And again, right, the Chiddush that this also is what we celebrate during the time of Tanis Esther. Right, as the Rambam writes, that Umi Goy Godol, right, that B'chol Kareinu Olav, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is there, right, to answer our tefillos in that way. Okay, the next year, Mitzvah Hashem, we'll do Ashnaim Shasu. At least we'll start that sugya. And then on Thursday, we'll do Morinyan Nipur.